Thank you, Andrew. Let me pray for us, and then we'll continue in the book of John. And I'm struck again and again by how this book of John brings us back to who Jesus is, how deep our need for him is. Let's ask God to help us see that. Our Father, help us not to skim over this passage. Guard our hearts from applying it to others or use it in our hearts and lives. Work in this church family today through this passage. In Jesus' name. I want you to start by thinking about the classic damsel in distress story. You know, there's a damsel in distress, usually imprisoned somehow, and the great hero comes to set the damsel free, to rescue her. You might think of Sleeping Beauty. Under the magic spell and potions of the witch and asleep, imprisoned in sleep. Or you might think of Star Wars, where in a more modern day story, Princess Leia imprisoned by Darth Vader. And in each of these, the courageous hero comes to the rescue, the fair prince, if you will, comes swooping in to rescue the maiden and deliver her from her captivity. You could think of other stories too, but imagine for a minute if in these stories the fair maiden didn't think she needed rescuing. Imagine if Sleeping Beauty kind of sat up and said, "What are you doing? I'm trying to sleep. I like sleeping. Go away." Or imagine if Princess Leia slapped Luke in the face, that seems like something she'd do, right? And told him that she actually likes Darth Vader and wants to stay there and has plans for ruling the galaxy with her father. See, for stories like these to work, the damsel must understand that she's in distress, that she has a need. And she has to recognize her rescuer when he comes, or at least recognize that he's there to rescue her. In these stories, and in most real-life parallels, that's usually not too hard. Usually the damsel recognizes she's in distress. It's obvious to her that she's in trouble, she's in prison, she's enslaved, she's captive. And she recognizes when someone's there to rescue her. It's clear. But what we find in our passage this morning is that it's not as clear in the spiritual realm. It's not as easy to see that you're a captive, that you're a slave. It's harder to see that you are in prison, and it's even harder to recognize your rescuer. And so this passage is meant to direct us and push us to the place where we see that we are actually enslaved. We're in prison, and it's meant to open our eyes to who our rescuer is. We're going to look at 2 points this morning. Number one, you are not as free as you think. And number two, you need the Son more than you realize. Number one, you're not as free as you think. As this passage opens, Jesus is speaking to people who have believed in him, at least on some level. Look at verse 30, the end of the passage we covered last week. It said, as he was saying these things, many believed in him. And then verse 31 says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. He is speaking to people who had some sort of belief in him. They've liked what they've heard. In some way, they've kind of signed up, you know, that they're going to vote for him. They've checked the box to be on his email list. Whatever that looks like, they're maybe fans of Jesus. They like a lot of stuff he says. They believe in him in some sense, on some level. But what we're going to see in this passage and through the rest of chapter 8 is that these people who quote-unquote believed in Jesus weren't the real thing. Like, the kind of faith that they had wasn't genuine.